Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the AP Rallo monthly call taking place on Thursday, 16th of August, 2018, at 600 UTC. On our call today on the English channel, we have Satish Babu, Ali El Meshal, Liana Galstian, Cheryl Langdonor, Amrita Chudhuri, Mahishwara Kilindigoda, Tomohiro Fujisaki, Shridip Rayamachi, Nadira El Araj, Yasuichi Kitamura, Kylie Ken, Amer El Subai, and I see Suadi Hassan has joined us as well as Justin Chu. Currently, we don't have anyone listed on the Chinese channel. We have received apologies from Emel El-Sakaf, Patti Patak, and from Maureen Hilliard. And from staff side, we have Sylvia Vivanco and myself, Yeshim Nazar. Our Chinese interpreters for today's call are Yiyi and Sandy. And before we start, I would like to remind everyone to state their names before speaking, not only for the interpretation, but also for transcription purposes as well, please. And a kind reminder for those who are on the phone channel to use star 6 to mute and star 7 to unmute, please. And I would like to leave the floor back to you, Satish. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Yeshim. This is Satish Babu for the record. I would like to welcome everyone who has joined this call. We have a number of important policy developments that we would like to update you about. We also are having the Asia-Pacific Regional IGF right now in Port Vila in Vanuatu in the Pacific, where Maureen is presently, and therefore she is unable to join this call. So happy to have all of you here, and hope to have a productive meeting. And we will now move on to the agenda item number 2, which is the AP Rallo membership matters. This month we have one new ALS who's joined us. This is the Cyber Peace Foundation from India. They have just been inducted as an ALS. I don't see anyone from there in the call. On behalf of all of us, our community, we would like to welcome Cyber Peace Foundation to AP Rallo. The next item on the agenda is actually a very important item that we've been tracking for the last several calls, and this is the at-large review, and Cheryl has kindly volunteered to take us through her slides. Before we start, I'd also like to request Cheryl, since Holly has not joined us, that she should also help us with the policy agenda items that follow this particular item. But right now we are on to the implementation of the at-large review recommendations. Over to you, Cheryl.
Thank you, Satish, and an awful record, and let me know in chat if my voice isn't clear. If we can, I think everyone has control of their own slides, but if you can just move to slide 2. What I want to take you through today is the very important, very exciting ICANN board resolution of the 23rd of June 2018, which was the formalisation of the ending of our first part of the ALAC review and the starting of the next part of the ALAC review work, which is the actual implementation work of what the board resolution accepted. But just so you all know what the board resolution accepted on the 23rd of June, it's a very lengthy set of whereases and resolves in a consent agenda. I've listed it as a link to the full part of this resolution set out of the PowerPoint presentation, and I would encourage you all to try and have a read through it at your leisure. But I want to take you through the high points and holiday moments of what Maureen and I think are the very important parts, along with Alan and, of course, Holly. The organisational review resolved, first of all, amongst many things, that it received the at-large review final report from the independent examiner, and that is all it did. It received it. It then goes on, and feel free to move to the second bold part in your reading. It then resolved to take our feasibility assessment and implementation plan that was the very hard work that so many of you and at large in general, along with ALAC, contributed to back in mid to late 2017, accepted that, and then it took the specifics, the refined specifics that were done by the at-large review working party in the implementation overview proposal, and it approved those implementables. So what has happened is quite clearly what we need to implement is what we proposed in our update of our implementation overview proposal. So you should all mutually pat yourselves on the back for, I think, a great outcome here. But the next most important thing is, and if you can move to slide three now, is that it was also resolved in this board meeting and in this resolution that the ALAC was to convene what is to be known as the At-Large Review Implementation Working Group, and that this working group will oversee the implementation process of the proposals contained in our overview document. So just in case you thought we didn't have enough letters to deal with, we had formed during Panama the ARIWG, which is New Letters You Need to Learn, which will stand for the ALAC Review Implementation Working Group. And it's that I want to briefly introduce to you today. But the Implementation Review Working Group, which is chaired by our very own Maureen, which is very exciting, has Alan and myself as ex officio members on the leadership. Alan, because he's a current chair still until Maureen takes over the role at the October meeting, and of course he has he's had a primary role in nurturing the ALAC review through its second review process, and me, because I nurtured the ALAC through its first review process when I was chair of the ALAC, and I also am the only one who's actually taken any part of the ICANN organisation that we've got anything to do with in terms of ALAC and at large through these implementations and implementation activities after a review. So we sit there as ex officio. Now, this particular working group has got an awful lot in front of it and some very, very specific requirements upon it. It's outlined here. The exact wording is in slide three, but if I get you to jump now to slide four, I want to point out that one of the responsibilities of this review working group is that the board directed the ALAC in its resolutions to work with ICANN.org to include budgetary implications for each of the implementation steps we'll be putting together in our implementation plan. And so our plan has to incorporate a phased approach that allows for the easiest to implement and least costly improvements to be implemented first. So we have very specific marching orders, and that may mean that we need to discuss and rethink some of our initial prioritisation. We also need to note that those matters which are more expensive, which will need to be addressed in subsequent budget cycles, will need to come into and be dealt with the normal ICANN budgeting process, the budgeting cycle that many of us are familiar with. But more importantly, that what we need to produce for the Organisational Effectiveness Committee is a detailed implementation plan, including these budgetary aspects, with no later than 6 months after the resolution was adopted, which was the 23rd of June. So we have a clock that is running. We also have it resolved that the ALAC Review Implementation Working Group is directed to provide the Organisational Effectiveness Committee semi-annual written implementation reports on the progress made against the implementation plan, including, but of course not limited to, metrics that we have to detail and any of the use of the allocated budgets that we've made to date. So that's a very specific and quite tight set of objectives. So now let's look at a little bit further. I'd encourage you to look at the rationale as to why the board did the board resolution the way it did, and that is the fine print, but please feel free to, and I think that's my call waiting, I apologise, feel free to read that. But what I want to take you to at the end is the structure of the ARIWG, and this is my last slide, and this is my sales pitch. The function of this ARIWG is clearly detailed in the resolves, but what it is to be regionally balanced and have clear ALAC-specific components to it. So a number of people have put their names forward. The working group page that Sylvia's put in on chat will lead you to the membership list, and you will see that obviously Holly has stepped up, as she was our co-chair on the review working party. She stepped up to be the ALAC, APRALO or APAC representative on this review working group, but it means we do need someone to be volunteer or volunteer themselves and be endorsed to be the regional member. So in today's call, I'd like you to take an action item or even make the action happen to give us a name to put in as a member from your region, and they'll be the primary link from a regional perspective on the work of the ARIWG. We expect this group to be agile. It will be meeting at least fortnightly, and later on it will be meeting weekly. People do need to commit to be present and commit to the time it is going to take. And we are looking for a good mix of skill sets and experience, but what we're hoping to find is enough people, and I believe we probably have close to enough people with ICANN review process experience or ALAC review experience specifically, but we certainly don't want to limit it to only those people who've been engaged to date. So that's my pitch, that's your backgrounder, and what I'd like to get from you on behalf of Maureen is whoever's name is going to be typed into that membership list at the earliest possible convenience. The other thing you'll note when you look at that membership list is we have two other things, classes. We will be operating in an open and transparent way, as is the norm in our ALAC and at large world, and we will have participants from at large who are welcome to join our mailing list, join any of our meetings, make any contributions to our work, but it will be on the members, and it is the expectation to have members up front present and primarily doing the drafting and primary work. I also thought I'd point out that these participants will have mailing list rights, so they'll be able to post to the mailing list directly. But if we have people who wish to join us, and we will not stop them joining as observers, they will have read-only. So people from beyond our ALAC and at large, they will have read-only access to our mailing list. And with that, hopefully I haven't taken too much of my time over, and I hand it back to you, Satish. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Cheryl, for the update on the at-large or ALAC review implementation. Are there any questions for Cheryl? Cheryl, I have a question, just a clarification. Officially, is this at-large review or ALAC review? How is it, what's the formal kind of name of this?
The resolve is the ALAC review.
Uh-huh.
So okay. What is bylaw mandated is, of course, the wording that the board will take. And so that's where we have quite specifically, it is the at-large review implementation working group, because that's what's mandated in the review process.
Right. Thanks, Cheryl. I have a hand here from Amrita. Amrita, please go ahead.
Thank you, Satish. Am I audible?
Yep.
Okay. Cheryl, my question was for the ARIWG, would there be a certain number of AP, for example, AP Rallo ALSs who would be interested, or what is the kind of mix or the number you're looking in the working group?
Thank you for your question. I appreciate it. We have a member structure which is two per region, one from the ALAC, one from the region, and that's that's the core group, and they're the group that, should we ever wish to take a consensus call or make any sort of vote deliberation on anything, that their voice will be counted in any such polling. But the group is open to all, and if you are an at-large structure, a member of an at-large structure, or an individual member of a region, you are more than welcome to join us and contribute absolutely fully. The only exception will be if we ever call a vote or a consensus call, you better hope that you've made your influence already, because we'll only be counting up the views or taking the temperature of the views of the members as such.
Thank you, Cheryl, for that clarification. Are there any other questions? I think given the fact that the reviews will be less frequent in future, the modifications or the structural changes or the functional changes that we'll be bringing about in ALAC and at large and the RALOs will be here with us for quite a bit of time. So that way this is the future of the at-large system and the community. So it's indeed a very important part of our future lives. Yes, so most likely I will be also volunteering as a member. Cheryl says we have to name a RALO member ASAP. We will work on this, Cheryl, and we will ensure that we have at least one or two people. Now, since there is a structural element which involves RALOs, I would recommend that someone from the RALO leadership team is a part of this whole process. I see that Justin says she wouldn't mind signing up. So as Cheryl mentioned, it's open, and the call is open. Amrita says she also would like to be a participant. So please, any volunteers, please write to staff and you will be added to the list. Okay, now moving on, since neither Maureen nor Holly have been able to join us today, I am going to have to request Cheryl for some more, I mean, indulgence from Cheryl's side to help us with the policy. We also have Kylie with us. But Cheryl, if you can take us through the policy, then I will get back to Kylie and maybe Justine as well later.
Okay, happy to do so, Satish. And I might just open up the screen a little larger so I've got a small chance of seeing this incredibly fine print that's on my my particular... now it's got so large I can go on the other way. Okay, so at the moment there isn't a huge amount of statements that you will be finding as unknown. We obviously have the, and I do want to just perhaps start by saying we need more AP Rallo people to be directly engaged in the meetings of the Consolidated Policy Working Group that's held under ALAC's auspices. You are more than welcome. You do not have to be an expert. You won't be forced into holding pens or thrown in the deep end. There's lots of nurture, support, and people to assist you. But it is, they do rotate the times, so even if you can only make every second or third meeting, it's terribly important that we have more APAC people involved in that. And it is that working group that many of the public comments on behalf of the ALAC will be prepared under their auspices from now on. And that includes many of the statements that you'll see coming in at the moment is drafting, and that is the unified access model. That will be coming in under the auspices of pen holders from that consolidated group. The very important, and clearly I am biased here, initial drafting of the responses to the initial report of the new GTLD subsequent procedures policy development process, overarching issues and work tracks 1 to 4. That has a closing date of 5th of September. Even though it notes Jonathan Zook there as a pen holder, in fact it's Jonathan and Olivier are the co-chairs of this Consolidated Policy Working Group, and there are a number of pen holders in that group that are looking at writing, albeit not terribly extensive, but some responses to the very many questions that were asked in that report, but that we have discussed over several meetings and have decided are of interest to internet end users, and that's the acid test that we will be using. The drafting, Satish, I see your name next to the one on IDM variant managing in the top level domains. I'm assuming that is coming home to roost as we speak, but you hold specific expertise on that. Under normal circumstances, ALAC does not normally go into label generation rule public comments, but on these overarching issues, we do like to have particular expertise drawn upon, and of course we're lucky to have Satish as one of those experts. Beyond that, and I can't seem to get to scroll now, which is extremely annoying. Thank you. That will help me slightly. Just looking, I think the listing is quite clear for you. What the ALAC has decided not to submit statements on is there. That's fair enough. That was done at our last ALEC meeting and at any subsequent leadership team meetings, the ALT of the ALEC, double check on any of these things that come up during the month. There are a number of ALEC statements that are coming in for approval and vote. They're listed at the top of your list. But what you should have a look at, of course, is these upcoming public comments, and this is including some Work Track 5 that's not going to be seen in August, but it will, we hope, be seen towards the end of September. We have the Competition Consumer Trust and Consumer Choice Review Team final report, and that is, in fact, a substantive piece of long-term work that's gone on that you may want to have some input on. The ESAC review may indeed get a Guernsey. I would certainly expect the Registration Directory Services Team draft report and work going on with the Privacy Proxy Service Accreditation Program. You may find some interest also in making comments on the Inter-Registry Transfer Policy, the IRTP. As I mentioned before, we tend not to, unless someone can give us a darn good reason to do so, comment on label generation rules. But all of that work, all of those public comments will be coming in under the auspices of this new beast, which is the Consolidated Policy Working Group, and I appeal to you again to join us. Thank you. That's it from me. I don't know if Carly has something, and obviously in specifics to the work he's been involved with.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. Kylie, do you have an update for us? Kylie, are you muted? I'd like to request staff to see if Kylie is available. I think Kylie is typing something.
Satish, this is Ishan speaking. Kylie is not on the phone bridge. He's on AC only.
Okay.
So I think his microphone is not connected.
Okay. Thanks, Yashim, Satish, for the record. Kylie says his computer has a problem and is unable to speak. So we will go ahead. And, before we open for questions, I'd like to ask Justine, since she's been quite active in some of the policy work, specifically on what Cheryl mentioned as a very important development, which is the new working group on policy, CPWG. Justin, would you like to say a few words about the CPWG and what it means for APRLO, for the community? I am not sure if Justin can speak either.
This is Ishim speaking. Justin is not on the phone bridge either. And I saw Justin's comment there on the AC chat.
So Justin says that she doesn't want to expand on it, just that there should be more participation from APRLO. Very important point. We do have, of course, the senior leaders from APRLO in the CPWG, but we need more participation. In the last call, I think a couple of days back, there were several requests for pen holders and co-pen holders. So this could be an opportunity for many of our community members to join the policy stream, because being a pen holder may be quite daunting. But being a co-pen holder in a group of one, two or three could be an easier way to ramp up your skills. Plus, Janathu mentioned that for those of us who are not native English speakers, which is the case for many of us, or most of us, They have a new methodology where the staff are going to help out the non-native speakers to create these responses. I see Cheryl has raised her hand. Cheryl, please go ahead, and afterwards, Kylie.
Thank you, Cheryl Langenor, for the record. Thanks for bringing that up. That was a matter of business that was decided on, as you know, at last night's, or last night for me at least, consolidated policy working group. And I think that's, as I said at that meeting, that's going to be a great assistance for us to bring more people on board as contributors to drafting of policy. But I'll also note that it's not only limited for those who see English as their non-primary language. Not everyone is confident in drafting or writing at some of the technical points or in a format that they are feel would be worthy of ICANN. So that offer for staff support is in fact available to any of the pen holders. But of course we see the major benefit at the moment being for those who may feel less confident with their language skills. Thanks.
Thanks, Cheryl. Kylie, please go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello? Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, great. Okay. Well, a moment ago, and then Cheryl gave a quite comprehensive overall view of the policy issues that we're having right now. There's just one item that I would like to point out to our AP Rattle community. That is IDN variant TLD top level domain name implementation variant TLD. Okay, IDN international domain name is almost specifically provided for our Asia Pacific region, and especially that for in view of we want to have the next billion users, internet users, and they most of them, I believe, would be from our Asia Pacific region. However, the international domain name has been implemented pretty slow, and one of the obstacles is the varied TLD. So because of these issues not being resolved, when we talk about variant TLD, that is because of linguistic issues, that different script or different writing or different pronunciation of the top-level domain name actually mean the same thing, should point to the same address. However, that issue is not being resolved, and that is one of the major obstacles. So now, after some studies have come up with 10 recommendations. So I strongly urge that our community look into these recommendations and see how do these recommendations fit our needs, and whether we have any comments or any ideas, the statement on this issue will be Satish, will be the pen holder, especially because not only he volunteered, but also because this issue is so important to our region. So this is something that I would suggest our whole community to really look into and discuss about it. Thank you.
Thank you, Kylie, for bringing this up. I think it's a very important point, and the Cheryl has mentioned earlier what is the definition of variant. Sorry, I'm Satish for the record. The problem is that DNS is very, very specific to a label, whereas human beings use languages and labels in a very fuzzy, flexible way. So we may use multiple, strings to represent the name of a, a domain or a place or a thing. But DNS does not tolerate such multiple spellings or multiple ways of representing a particular object, and it's got to be very specific. Now, in some cases, we have two different languages, like the Chinese, the traditional and the simplified. And even in the other languages, like the Indic languages or Japanese or Korean, there are multiple ways of writing the same thing, which causes confusion to users, which can be a potential security risk. And remember, it's not only for domain names, it also would apply to URLs and email IDs when you have a variant. So these are the issues because of which in 2010, the ICANN board said, do not entertain any variants until we do two things. One is to define what a variant is properly in an unambiguous way. And two, have measures to manage these variants. So these are the two broad objectives of this particular public comment. There are about four questions that have been posed and about six documents which are the represents the work done by the ICANN org in this area. It is fairly technical, but anyone interested are most welcome to join this initiative. So that is with the variant IDN GTLD and CCTLD variant. Justin also says that on chat that you don't even have to be a pen holder. You can also contribute and collaborate with others in the CPWG. That's an important point. So I would strongly recommend that anyone interested in policy, please take a look at CPWG and participate in a few meetings and see, if you have any difficulties, please get back to us. And CPWG is taking efforts, as Cheryl mentioned, to ensure that people can contribute even when they don't have, the language skills which is expected. Are there any other questions on policy subjects? Not seeing anything, we will move on to agenda item number 4, which is on two working groups. The second one is not technically a working group, it is a subcommittee, wherein APRLO is going to participate. The first is the social media working group, which is a sub-working group of the ELAC level working group led by John Lepreez. And we have Liana and Amrita, who have jointly volunteered for leading this social media working group. And I'd like to request Liana and, if possible, Amrita to tell us very briefly what they are planning to do and what support they expect from us, the part of the community. Go ahead, Liana.
Thank you, Satish. This is Liana speaking about this social media working group that was created just late after the Panama meeting. Now, we volunteered to be part of this on behalf of the APRLO. And I would like to say that all RALOs now have their representatives. And it's not a secret that through social media, it's easier to get impact and get more engagement from members of the community, ALS members and individual members. And this is the reason we wanted to have this working group running and share the information and policy process, whatever is being done in our activities on both level from the ICANN org and the ALSs as well. So we had a discussion with Amrita to establish a plan, since this is on RALO level that we should have our own strategy and plan of our activities, and then we can share that with other RALOs of what we're doing and exchange the experiences with all the regions. We have talked with Amrita and started drafting, having strategy on this. There are some good ideas on it, and we will use different channels of social media. Whatever our members would be active, actually, we would use all the chances there. And on more details, I would like to ask the Amrita to go through this to explain what channels we can use. And then if anyone would have questions, we'd be happy to cover that, and also we would encourage all our members to be an active member on our social media group, whatever we have, and share the information of your activity. Thank you. Amrita, over to you.
Thank you, Liana. Amrita here. When we are talking about social media, primarily what, as Liana mentioned, that social media, be it Twitter or Facebook, is quite widely used by many of our ALSs. Just as we are having a monthly newsletter coming out, wherein we have information about policy, about what our ALSs have been doing, this helps them in getting recognition. Similarly, we also have an AP Rallo Facebook page, wherein every month or every fortnight we could have a section on meet our ALS or meet our leader, AP Rallo leader. Possibly we could have an Facebook live session wherein people can ask questions, or we can take a particular policy and discuss it on Facebook. Perhaps at a later stage, we might also have a Twitter chat or a Twitter session highlighting what AP Rallo is doing or the at-large is doing. Not only help to showcase what AP Rallo or at-large is doing, but also to a wider audience. It wouldn't be restricted to just an event wherein we are tweeting. We are also having substantial discussions happening online where others also might engage. So these are primary thoughts in my mind. I would be happy to hear from all of you.
Thank you, Liana and Amrita. I see that Nadira has raised her hand. Please go ahead, Nadira.
Yeah, thank you, Satish, and thanks to the idea generated by Liana and Amrita. And in fact, I did comment in the Skype chat, of the at-large Skype chat, that in our region, particularly in the Eastern Asia, there is non-English speaker. In a lot of the regions, they are not based on English-speaking speakers. So I think if I would like to suggest, maybe with the help of Kali Khan or another ALAC from that region to or ask for as a group to provide translation in that part, the majority of certain area. So that's my recommendation, because we are not supposed to depend only on English, as we are weak in that aspect, because many region, even in the Arabic region, we have this problem as well. Yeah, that's my point. Thank you.
Thank you, Nadira. The issue of language is particularly important for social media. I'm not sure what we can... maybe we should discuss this further and pull in our own volunteers, like you mentioned, Kylie. And maybe there are other people who can help out as well for different countries and regions. I'm looking forward to this the working group, and if there's anybody in the community who would like to join this group, please go ahead. And although it is strictly speaking not social media, the newsletter is also part of this same group for us, and the newsletter is doing pretty well now, and it is reasonably well it's kind of respected and consumed by people in the ICANN community, which is good. We now move on to the next item, which is the outreach and engagement subcommittee of the ELAC. We had put out an expression of interest, and we had two responses. We appreciate the fact that two people have responded, that is Ali and Sridip. And in choosing Ali for this co-chair position, we were driven by the fact that the co-chair has to work very closely with the APRLO leadership, because in order to get anything done within the RELO structure, it is useful to have someone in the leadership team. And this is by no means to say that Shridib, you know, could not have been effective in that role. In fact, I had half a mind to take this job on myself, but later on, when the notice came out, there was a discussion and a suggestion that the RELO chairs should not get into this. So when Ali kind of stepped up, we had a discussion in the leadership team, and we were happy to let Ali lead this working group, or rather the subcommittee. And I would request Shridib to join this subcommittee and help out Ali from the APRLO perspective. I'm looking forward to participation from both of you. And at this point, I'd like to request Ali to speak to us about what he plans to do in this subcommittee. Over to you, Ali.
Yes, I'm honored to be on that, Celeste, on that subcommittee, knowing how critical is that subcommittee for the whole at large itself. And as all of you know, that this year we have a very much challenging constraints because of the budget cut, which have done take a lot from this subcommittee or working group, and major cuts have been done here. But nevertheless, I would say that all of us can do more within our countries and within our region. There are a lot of events that we do within our country, within our cities, that we want to promote and make the RELOs aware about it, and at large and ALAC aware about the local activities and events that we do within the countries. Although there are some other regional events that we, on individual basis, we participate or we are invited to participate. So we need to record all of these things and make it clear to the ALAC team and ICANN. So having spoke about this, I would highly appreciate that every single event that anybody is doing within his region, within his country, please, you have two things to do. Either you add it to the calendar of the APRLO or send it to me, and I will add it to the calendar so everybody knows as the pre-event that there will be an event there. And again, this, if the event happen and there is an activity, we would like this to be shared through the social committee that we have, Amrita and Liana, to be added in the newsletter. Last event I have seen, and there was a good communication about it, which is the something happened in Yemen, and there was a good activity and event, and we wanted that to be covered. So I'm requesting each ALSs to submit and let us know about their local activities and events that they do, because this is very much important. We need all of that to be gathered in our newsletters, in the social media, as well as all the ALSs and leadership team should be aware about the event if it will happen. Maybe there is something that we can do or we can participate as well. This is one thing. And the other part of that we are in the final stage of finalizing our outreach and engagement strategy for the fiscal year of 2018 and 19, which will be posted very soon to the public on ICANN Wiki. There will be a meeting next week on the 20th for the Outreach and Engagement Committee. I would like to invite you all. If you have time, please join us. This is a very much important meeting, and there is a lot of updates coming into that. There is a wiki page for the Global IGF. If any of you have submitted a work session there, And if it's been accepted, please update that global IGF wiki page that we have within the ICANN. So we know about that. And if you are attending or participating there, let us know. So we know from who are from the Epiralo ALSs are participating. I personally have submitted one of the workshop, but unfortunately was not approved. I think because there are a lot of it about blockchain, and mine was about blockchain as well. So from an outreach and engagement, I think this is the brief update about what's going on. And if anybody have anything, I'll be more than happy to answer.
Thank you, Ali. Now, obviously, these two working groups, one working group and one subcommittee, they have to work very closely because these are intertwined, subjects. Sorry, this is Satish for the record. And before I move away from this topic, as I said, we really appreciate the fact that Sridip has volunteered for this, and we appreciate people who step up and volunteer for things. And sometimes we have a problem with people, not enough people volunteering. So, Sridip, if you're interested in policy, I would suggest that you join the at-large review implementation committee, and see if you can contribute in policy. Because our primary interest is policy. Of course, you're also welcome to contribute to the non-policy work as well. So whatever, you think is appropriate for you from a personal, aspirational point of view. And at the same time, I'd also like to invite everybody in the community to volunteer for these kind of positions, so that this is a kind of stepping stone towards the next responsibility. So once again, I'd like to, PPWG, as Justin says, is also a good ramping mechanism. So these things are all open. Cheryl, that we're not yet sure. Sridip will join as an observer currently. The Epiralo member, the leadership team has to discuss and finalize. So, but Sridip is most welcome to join the implementation working group committee. Also, the other point is that in order to be effective in some of these committees, you have to be exposed to the different aspects of these processes, basically. So it helps to kind of play a role in some committees in order to be elevated to the next committee. So so these are kind of interrelated topics, and therefore So like I said, everybody is welcome. But Sridip, since he's volunteered already, is welcome to. We were actually talking about initially about the review implementation working group, but also about the CPWG, since Justin was pointing that out. So these are all open for all volunteers, and since Sridhar was interested in volunteering, we were talking about all these opportunities, basically. Right, as Cheryl points out, they are all open. So are there any other comments on these working groups and working group and subcommittee? If not, we will move on towards the NOMCOM update, which is going to be provided by Nadira. Nadira, please go ahead.
I was muted. Thank you. This is Nadira speaking. My recent update, it happened this morning. I would like to thank you for Maureen and thank the Akralo leadership for nominating me for the second term. And today, your nomination was ratified by the ALAC members, and I received an email from Alan Greenback on that on this reappointment. So I'm looking forward to continue my contribution as well. Before I shared the link regarding the results of the nominating committee, and this year the focus was is to find the because what's going with ICANN with the GDPR, so that the focus was on the continuity and have an expert in that area. So from our region, we have we got Ajay Data as one of the positions through the CCNSO, and since I'm talking about the CCNSO, also we have Laura Margolis from LAC appointed to that. So also we try to as diversity to bring experienced candidates to the different positions. So as for the board, since we are asked for a continuity, and and how relevant their task to the current situation, current status of of ICANN as a whole. So we both we have two repeating candidates, Rafael Ibera from Latin America, and those three, Van Dylan from Europe. And we have, I can say, half from Apralo, Tripti Sine. She's a new candidate. She's an expert in security. And she was brought up in her early childhood until 20 years. She was in India. So she knows our region very well. So I can say we have 1.5 candidates this year from our region. But she's a U.S. citizen. That's why she's appointed as a U.S. citizen. For ALAC, we have because this year it was specific to Europe and position and North America, and we are a good candidate for Joanna Colosa. She's an academia. She's a lot, and she's very I think she will be hit the wheel as soon as she's been appointed, because she's a good academic, and most of her publication even quoted by other publications, and I think she will be added value. And the same thing with Javier Rovec. He's just a returning candidate from. By the way, that we didn't have. I think we shared about the number of candidates who apply to these positions. By the way, they are not that large numbers. And here I want to, before going about that point, another position was Erika Mann, Altis for in Europe, and she's appointed to non-voting position, non-voting member as the GNS post. And regarding for next year, what I recommend, what was emphasized in today's meeting about getting engaged. And that's what makes the applicant for the candidate higher. That's what makes the application pass the first screening. Once your application passes the first screening, your chances get higher. And what I recommend, who are interested into such leadership position, do apply, even if didn't pass. You will learn because you can have multiple time applying. With time, you start developing your own portfolio, and that's also I noticed that, because also you could see we don't have any African as a candidate, and we tried our best, but as we see it, there is a certain skill set that we needed. And what it was emphasized today, I want to repeat it again, and I hope we have next year another good candidates, and I know that we do have in our region. Thank you. Back to you.
Thank you, Nadira, and congratulations on behalf of all of us for your second term on the NOMCOM. And we hope that you will continue to perform as you've been performing earlier, which we are hearing is quite excellent. So thanks for that, and looking forward to your continued work. We have exceeded our time now. So in the AOB, we had just one item, but which has already been mentioned by Ali, which is that our strategic plan, outreach plan for financial year 19 is going to be shortly put up on the site, the website, the wiki. So please take a look. Staff will be writing to you on that when it comes out. Please take a look, and if you have any comments, please let us know. Are there any urgent points that anybody would like to raise? I don't see any hands. I'd like to thank everybody who's joined, and particularly Cheryl for stepping up on the policy matters and giving us an update. Thank you all for joining. Thank you all for joining us.
There is a question in the chat from Amrita.
Oh, yeah, one fellowship. Amrita, do you want to speak? Go ahead.
Satish, I just had a query on, there was a call, a request for SO or AC to select, to ask for people who are interested to be to represent at the fellowship selection process. So I was wondering if the process
is at the at-large. Thanks, Amrita, for bringing this up. So I have been informed that Alan will be sending out a notice asking for expressions of interest for this position, and we can apply at that point. So are there any other issues? We have taken 3 minutes over our time, so I apologize for that. And thanks again, and see you at the next meeting. Bye-bye.
Thank you all.
Thank you,
everyone.
Goodbye. Thank you all. This meeting is now adjourned. Have a lovely rest of the day. Bye-bye.